Thank you. God put a few words on my heart. Amen. And I'm just going to let it go. Let God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He kept pressing on the camp. Because he said he was going to be trying to get back for Sunday service. Which until I wouldn't be up here right now. Amen?
Amen.
I always appreciate your pastors here. I always appreciate. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So we want to keep prayer in prayer. Do we want to do that right now? Or do we want to pray toward the end? Amen. We're going to keep Sister First Lady in prayer. Amen. They are traveling right now. Amen. But God has a weird way of working. Because some way, somehow, I seem to get the feel that it's coming when it's time for me to speak.
Amen.
Amen. And I was, unfortunately, I was with you last Sunday. I was traveling out to New Jersey. It was a long trip and the weather and all along. On my way back, I was just getting that feeling that God started to put something in me. Amen. And I knew it was for a reason. But I want that. I always want to let it be some. When it comes to speaking, I let it be somebody else. You know, that's how I am. I want to play the background a little bit. Amen. And that's all right because, amen, God started to give me something. And being that I'm also part of the praise team. Amen. If I'm going to speak, I can kind of cheat because I know what God gave me to say. Amen. So I can throw a few songs, a song or two in there that kind of goes along with what God gave me to say. Amen. So I did a little cheating on this morning. Amen. And I'm just going to simply give you the title. And it's very simple. Amen. And it's something reminiscent of a title I think that Elder Mackey would give me or something. Amen. And the title of our message on this afternoon is I Can't Turn Back. For my God will deliver. Amen. I can't turn back. For not just God, for my God will deliver. The reason why that's important to me is because you might start to realize that it becomes personal. Amen. I can just say God will deliver. Amen. But he's my God. And if you know he's your God. Amen. So I can't turn back. For my God will deliver. Amen. I thank God on this afternoon. Amen. Can you just, well, I'm not singing right now, but I want to tell you that I like to fill it a little bit. Just turn me up in my monitor. I don't know how I sound out there to you. Amen. But that's good. Thank you. Amen. We're going to take our scripture reading. If we could all stand for the reading of the Word of God, we're going to take our scripture reading from Luke, the 9th chapter. We're going to go verses 57 to 62. Amen. And I'll just give you a second to say amen when you have it. And if you don't, sure, you're on the board. Amen. For my God will deliver. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Anybody believe that today?
Yes.
Anybody a testimony? I heard some testimony. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The testimonies are consistent with my God will deliver. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto them, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, follow me. preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. May the Lord add a blessing to us. Reading of the word in the church says, the word of the Lord is thus far in. You may be seated. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Verse 58. Let's go first, verse 57. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Jesus just let him know. He said unto him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. He said, I'm here on a mission. I'm here for a purpose. I have nowhere to rest. Why? Because I'm busy about my Father's business. I'm on a mission. There's something for me to do. Hallelujah, saints of God.
Amen.
There's something for us to do.
Right.
We were born with a purpose.
Yes.
Amen. And when we went down in Jesus' name, amen, he started to birth and to show us what that purpose may be. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we're going to turn to Exodus, the 14th chapter. And we're going to do a little bit of reading right now. Exodus, the 14th chapter. Hallelujah. Amen. Say to God, this world is not our home. We're just passing through it.
Amen.
Amen. He said he has nowhere to lay his head. Even foxes have holes and birds have nests.
Yeah.
Amen. The animals have places to go and homes to go to.
Right.
He said, but I'm on a mission. I have something to do. I have to be about my Father's business.
Amen.
Saints of God, we have a mission.
Amen.
We have to be about our Father's business. But our Heavenly Father is so good. Amen. And within that purpose and within that mission that we have, he's allowed us to, amen, have friendships and, amen, have families and children and wives and husbands and loved ones. Amen. And places that we can call home and we can go and rest. Amen. Because God loves us. But saints of God, don't forget we're on a mission. We're here for a purpose, for a reason. So don't get too comfortable in all of that love fest. Amen. Don't get too comfortable in all our relationships because we're just pilgrims, just passing through.
Amen.
Amen. God loves us so much that he allows us to experience these relationships and these joys and things. But saints of God, let's not get it mixed up. We're here for a purpose.
Amen.
This world is not our home. We're just passing through.
Yes.
Amen. We're going to pick it up here. In Exodus, the 14th chapter, and if I can tell you what's going on before this, amen, we come upon the children of Israel here, and God sent Moses to deliver the children of Israel. Amen, and Moses went in, and Pharaoh didn't want to let God's people go. Amen, so God told Moses to tell Pharaoh he's going to send plagues, so plagues right now have occurred, and it already happened already, and we're just going to pick it up, the plague where all the water became blood, and the plague of boils, and the plague of the locusts in the air, and amen, the plague of darkness, and all the plagues have come. Amen, we're going to pick it up right here where Pharaoh finally, when the plague of the firstborn of everything that the Egyptians had, including their animals, their families, the firstborn of everything, amen, they woke up to death. Amen. And the Egyptians cried a great cry. Amen. Because God was sending Moses and said, let my people go. But Pharaoh hardened his heart and would not listen. Amen. And God knows what he's doing, saints of God. God knows what he's doing. There's no accidents in God. Hallelujah. So we're going to pick it up here. We're going to do a little bit of reading. Amen. In verse 1, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pi-Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea. Amen. The Red Sea that was over there. Over against Baal-Zephon, before it ye encamp by the sea. has us to do something.
Amen.
Why? Because he knows how he's going to deliver. We don't always understand. We don't know. So we get all mixed up in emotions and things like that. And we're human. You know, we have to cry sometimes. But God has specifics with the way he wants us to do things because he's a specific God. Amen. And he has specific healing. Amen. And specific deliverance for his people. Amen. Can I get somebody to say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. So he told him to speak to the children of Israel and tell them exactly where he wanted to camp. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. See, the enemy is going to see, God's telling us specifically what he wants us to do, but the enemy is going to see it as, oh, now we got trapped. Amen. And if we're not looking through our spiritual eyes and we're looking through our natural eyes, we might even kind of feel the enemy is still, oh, we're trapped in that. But we serve a specific God who has a specific way of how he wants to deliver his people. Hallelujah. So they started this journey now. Amen. They heard the word of the Lord as we have. We heard the word of the Lord and we started that journey. Amen. God led us Egypt, saying, just leave us alone, we're fine. We're fine. I know, I haven't done this, and I'm sure many of you have not, but there are a few of you who are brave. Amen. Like, have you ever noticed, like, rock climbers? They climb at these angles in there. If they were to look back and look down. You know what I'm saying? When you start to look back and see. Hallelujah. The thing is, as long as they're looking up, you don't see that picture. You don't see. Amen. I even as simple as scaffolding. Have any of you ever been up on those high scaffolds? And you're going up and you're climbing. Everything's good.
Yeah.
God is in control. Do you see things of God while we can't go back? It's just a little hint of trouble. And his people wanted to go back into the bondage that they were already under. Yet God said, I want my people to be free. I want my people to worship me in a way that they've never worshiped before, in freedom, in spirit, and in truth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want my people to be delivered so they can see who I am, my great hand, my great power. I want the people of God to experience my great power. Do you see, saints of God, why we must go forward? We can't turn back. Because if we turn back, we turn back to the bondage and the slavery that we are under. There's a song that says, the roads that I traveled already, if I turn back, those roads are still there. Amen. It's not going to be any easier. Hallelujah. In fact, it's going to get worse and worse. Amen. But when we're on God's side, saints of God, we're not to worry about the tests and trials that are to come. Amen. Let me just give us a little bit of insight, because I'm not going to sit here and paint to you that when you get saved, and as we are saved, those of us that are, and know Christ, that it's always going to be easy. If we were there with the children of Israel, I'm sure many of us, myself included, could have very well done the same bigger and complaining and say, Lord, let me go back. I didn't sign up for this. Hold on, we were supposed to be delivered and everything's no bad way in the garden of Eden. Not so. Amen. But when you get saved, you have God on your side, the great deliverer. Hallelujah. But let me give you a little insight. Amen. Into what we did sign up for when we got saved. Watch this real quick. Amen. This is Brother Paul writing to Brother Timothy when he was imprisoned in Rome. And this is before he was about to be put to death. Shortly after. Amen. 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 5, and then verses 10 through 12. It reads this. This know also. Now this right here, this is whether you sign up for it or not. This is just you being born into this world, the saints of God. We are in the last of the last days. We're in the last days, saints of God. So just us being born into the world, we didn't sign up for any of this, but this is just a part of it. And then I'll let us know what we didn't sign up for. Amen. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such,
turn away.
That's just, saints of God, as we're in the last days, that's just what's in the world. Well, let me go on a little further and tell you what we signed up for when we got saved, saints of God. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long suffering, charity, patience. I just read in verse 10. Verse 11. And this is what Paul is saying to Brother Timothy. Amen. Persecution, affliction, you've seen it. This is what you know me. I've been through all of this. Which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured. God. I'm sorry to tell you, but we got God, so don't worry about it. Amen. can't turn back. Why? Because God is my deliverer. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy, amen, chapter 6, verse 12. Here's what we signed up for. Paul was encouraging Timothy, amen, to fight the good fight of faith. Here's what you signed up for. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good profession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. What commandment? When he said back in verse 12, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on to eternal life. Keep that commandment. So that's what we signed up for, saints of God. Which in his time of verse 15, he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's what we signed up for, saints of God.
This is what we signed up for.
Yes, sir.
And God shall wipe
Jesus. And you got saved, you signed up for a long time. So glory here. Amen. One of my favorite things, stories, let's say, or legend has it, that I've heard, not including the Bible, was the one of Alexander the Great. Amen. He took his army in battle, and they reached the shores of Persia. Amen. And when they reached the shores of Persia, amen, he gave a command. And I heard this from maybe Elder Mackey or Elder Tinsley or Elder Gibbs, one of you. Amen. And I looked into it. Because I lie all day. They reached the shores of Persia. This is Alexander the Great. And legend has it that he told his people, his army, he said, burn the ships, sir. Now, what you don't know is they were greatly, overwhelmingly outnumbered. The odds were stacked against them. Hallelujah. And he told the captains, he told the army, he said, burn the ships. Hallelujah. You mean to tell me we reach shore? Can't you? But hold on. If we burn the ships, there ain't no turning back. We are in the enemy's territory. If you burn a ship, there's no going back. He said, either we go home on a Persian ship, sir, or we die here. Saints of God, when we got baptized, we should have burned the ship, sir. Remember, we sing the song, if I die, let me die in the army of the Lord. There's no going back. We can't turn back. Our God is a deliverer. Our God is a way maker. But as they said, the three Hebrew boys said, but if he chooses not to deliver, I'm still not turning back.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's all right to praise Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This song says, I may go back.
Amen. And within that purpose and within that mission that we have, He's allowed us to, amen, have friendships and, amen, have families and children and wives and husbands and loved ones. Amen. And places that we can call home and we can go and rest. Amen. Because God loves us. But saints of God, don't forget we're on a mission. We're here for a purpose, for a reason. So don't get too comfortable.